Hi, I'm Josh James, and this is WUKY's Bookmarks. Today we're sitting down with author Amy Zehring, whose book Flavors from Home is a cookbook that connects a very timely discussion on refugees with something that is intimately intertwined with culture, and that's food. Amy is joined by one of the refugees featured in her book, Sarah Mumbumbo. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having us, Josh.
So let's start with the title, Flavors from Home, Refugees in Kentucky Share Their Stories and Comfort Foods. Mm-hmm. What were the ingredients, so to speak, that led you to this idea of combining the two for a book?
Yeah, well, it took a while for that to come together, but at the time I was teaching English as a second language for Catholic Charities and Kentucky Refugee Ministries, their elder program, and during that time, we would have potlucks on occasion where we would invite our students to come and share, you know, native dishes from their homelands. And it was during that time that I witnessed food really becoming a universal language. I saw people connecting and bonding around food in a way that I didn't see us doing so in the classroom. And I thought, here's an idea. And not only that, but I wanted to preserve these delicious dishes while they were still close to the source.
Well, when you think about the first nexus between cultures that encounter one another, food is really often at the center of that. At the same time, it's the thing that most reminds people of home, you know, the smell of a home-cooked meal. Did putting this book together change or enhance your appreciation for that connection?
Yes, and what I really saw as I went into these kitchens was how the kitchen and these foods are really connecting these refugees back to their homelands. It's one of the few ways that they can preserve their identity, a sense of their culture, because when they come to America, we're asking them to do a lot of changing and adapting to our ways. But here, they can be themselves, you know, they can truly reconnect back to their past, their memories.
Well, let's also hear from Sarah a little bit about your story and the dish that you selected.
Yeah, my name is Sarah Mbombombo. I was born in Congo, but I come from Zambia, the refugees. Then after that, people from the UN brought us in America. Then I'm living in Kentucky, Lexington. And I met Amy here through the people of Kentucky, refugee Kentucky. Then when I met Emma, one day she came to my home. We planned about cooking. When I cook fufu and cassava leaves, and she tried to eat fufu and cassava leaves. She was like, oh, this is good.
Funny story about fufu. It was probably my most challenging dish of all of the 42 recipes.
It sounded like it when I read about it.
And what's so funny about it, it's
just
quite
physically
embarrassing. Yeah, there's only two ingredients. It's just water and basically cornmeal flour. And it's a technique in the stirring that really is critical and to be able to, and it just takes practice. But I tell you what, I have complete reverence for all those people like Sarah that can do this day in, day out.
It might be a workout book as well.
Yeah, it's kind of a sticky consistency. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it requires some strength too. But it's delicious and I love her cassava leaves.
The book is Flavors from Home, Refugees in Kentucky Share Their Stories and Comfort Foods. Amy Zehring and Sarah Mumbumbo, thanks so much for sitting down with us.
Thank you.
Find a link to Amy's site at wuky.org.